Okay, let's get cracking. Today we are continuing in the third parak of Maseches Yoma. Today we are learning parak Gimel, Mishnah Gimel, and parak Gimel, Mishnah Dalet. Continuing from the end of the previous Mishnah, parak Gimel, Mishnah Beis, our Mishnah is going to teach us another rule regarding Tevila, regarding immersing in the Mikvah when it comes to the Beis HaMikdash. Says the Mishnah, Ein adam nichnas la'azar la'avoda. A person is not allowed to enter the azara, the courtyard of the Beis HaMikdash, for the purpose of performing the avoda in the Beis HaMikdash. Afilu tahor, even if he is completely pure, ad sheyitbol, until and unless he immerses in a mikvah. That on a midaraisa level, on a Torah level, it's absolutely critical that the Kohen immerses in the mikvah. Now, in order to ensure that a Kohen does not serve without immersing first, the Chachamim decreed that one must immerse before entering the Azara for any reason, even if he's not going to actually serve in the Beis HaMikdash. The Mishnah specifies Avoda because that was the subject of the end of the previous Mishnah. Continuing in the Mishnah, as we return to where it left off in the middle of the previous Mishnah, with the Kohen Gadol about to immerse in the mikvah on Yom Kippur. Now, it's giving us now an overview of the general immersions in the mikvah that the Kohen Gadol must be involved with on Yom Kippur. Says the Mishnah, Chamesh Tvilos V'Asara Kiddushin, Tovel Kohen Gadol Mekadesh Bo Bayom. That there were five times when the Kohen Gadol would immerse himself in the mikvah and in the mikvah on Yom Kippur, and there were 10 times when he would wash his hands and his feet. That's what it means when it says kiddushin, that it would be a certain level of kiddusha. So that's when he would refer specifically to when the Kohen Gadol was required to wash his hands and the feet on the day of Yom Kippur. The kulon bekodesh al beis haparva, and all of them were done in the holy area of the Azara, on the top of this room called the House of Parva, Chutz Mizu Bilvar, except for this first Tevila on Yom Kippur, because the first day it was done outside of the Azara, that the first immersion had to take place outside of the Azara, because you're not allowed to enter the Azara before immersing, as we just learned. So it was done in a mikvah above the water gate, as the Bartanura points out, because before you could actually enter the Azara, he had to immerse himself. But the remaining immersions, the remaining times when the Kohen Gadol would go into the mikvah on Yom Kippur, was done in the Azara, right by the Beis HaParva. Continuing now, Perek Gimel, Mishnah Dalet, as we discuss this first immersion of the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur. Says the Mishnah, Persu Sadin Shel Butz Beino Levein Ha'am. They would spread out a sheet of linen between the Kohen Gadol and the other people. Again, this is really for purposes of modesty, because he was getting undressed. They didn't want, you know, him to be exposed to everyone who was there. Pashat Yarad V'Taval. He would remove his regular clothes, then he would go down to the mikvah, immerse himself in the mikvah. Olav in his stapog, then he would come out of the mikvah and he would dry himself off. Heviulo, big day zahav. Then they would bring him the golden articles of clothing, the eight typical items of clothing that were worn by the Kohen Gadol serving in the Beis HaMikdash. They were eight begadim for a Kohen Gadol. There were four begadim for a regular Kohanim. Vilavash v'kidesh yadav v'raglav. He put them on, and then he would wash his hands and his feet. That whenever the Kohen Gadol would change from the golden articles of clothing to the white articles of clothing, or vice versa, he would wash his hands and his feet twice, once before removing the old garments and once after putting on the new garments. As the Bartanura points out, here, however, he did not wash before undressing, because washing is required only when removing holy articles of clothing and not when removing ordinary, regular articles of clothing. Continuing in the Mishnah, as we discussed the Kohen Gadol's first avodos of the morning on Yom Kippur. Says the Mishnah, we should point out that really these avodos were performed every day of the year, usually by ordinary Kohen, but on Yom Kippur, they are not allowed, they're not valid, unless done by the actual Kohen Gadol, as we learned earlier. Says the Mishnah, Heviulo Wasatama, they would bring him the lamb for the Karban Tamid Shal Shachar, the morning Karban Tamid. Karatzo, he would kill it by cutting most of the way through its windpipe and esophagus, which is what you need to do in order to do a valid Shechita. Umeirek Acher Shechita Al Yado, and another person would finish the Shechita for him, so that he could quickly grab a bowl from which he could catch the blood of the Korban Tamid. Kibel es hadam, he would catch the blood of the Korban Tamid in the bowl, he would carry the bowl to the Mizbeach, Uzrako, and then he would throw the blood against the walls of the Mizbeach. Nichnas lahaktir ketoreh shel shachar, he then would enter the Heichal to burn the daily ketores on the Mizbeach HaPenimi, the inner Mizbeach, ulehitiv es haneros, and to clean up and organize the lamps, the lights of the menorah. He would again clean up the ash of the burnt out wicks and so on. And then he would go out of the heichal to bring the head and the other limbs that we discussed earlier of the Korban Tamid, as well as the minchas chavitin and the wine that would accompany the Korban Tamid each and every day. Quick review, Perek Gimel, Mishnah Gimel taught us, number one, the rule that a person is not allowed to enter the Azara of the Beis HaMikdash, even if he's Tahor, until he immerses himself in a mikvah. And then the Mishnah taught us that, generally speaking, on Yom Kippur, there were five times when the Kohen Gadol would immerse himself in a mikvah, 10 times when he would wash his hands and his feet on Yom Kippur, and all of these times, generally, were done in the Azara. There was a special place on top of the house of Parva where the washing would take place, except for the first immersion, which couldn't happen in the Azara, because you can't enter in the Azara until he's immersed. So he has to immerse outside before coming in to the courtyard, to the Azara of the Beis HaMikdash. And then Perikimel Mishnah Dalid taught us the first immersion that would take place. They would spread out the sheet of linen between the Kohen Gadol and the other people. He would remove his clothing. He would go down to the mikvah, immerse himself. Then he would come out, dry himself off. And they would bring him the golden articles of clothing, the 8 regular Bigdei Kahuna that he would wear as the Kohen Gadol. And then he would put them on and he would wash his hands and feet at that particular point. Then the Mishnah described how they would bring him the karban for the karban tamid shel shachar, the lamb for the karban tamid shel in the morning. He would cut most of it through its windpipe. He would shecht it that way. Then another person would finish slaughtering so that he could quickly grab a bowl so that he could catch the blood of the karban tamid. He would catch the blood. He would carry the bowl to the mizbeach, and then he would throw the blood against the walls of the mizbeach. And then finally, he would enter the Heichal to burn the daily ketores that was brought in the Mizbeach HaPenimi, the inner Mizbeach. He would clean up and organize the lamps of the menorah, and then he would go out of the Heichal to bring the head and the other Eivarim, the other limbs of the Korban Tamid, as well as the Minchas Chavitin and the wine that accompanied the Korban Tamid. This is how the Kohen Gadol would begin his Avoda on the morning of Yom Kippur. Have a great day.